as the Falcon sped across the handful of kilometers that separated the Megador from the Dragon Queen II, Jaina was surprised to sense herself growing utterly calm. With the entire Jedi Order relocating to its secret base on Shidu Maad, and the balance itself tipping ever deeper into darkness, she had expected to experience some amount of doubt today, or at least a little tingle of uncertainty. But she didn't. The closer the Falcon drew to the Dragon Queen II, the more confident Jaina grew that she had made the right choice, that she was following the will of the Force in what she was preparing to do. It was a wonderful feeling. Her stomach fluttered as the Falcon decelerated on final approach. A moment later, a series of loud thumps sounded from the lower hull, and the old transport groaned and hissed as it spun around and settled onto its landing struts inside the Queen Mother's privy hangar. Jaina's mother reached over and squeezed her hand.
Ready? I've never been readier for anything in my life.
Jaina straightened her dress. She had gone with a traditional white gown with a long train, then took the bouquet her mother was holding.
And I've kept him waiting long enough, don't you think?
Her mother cracked a smile.
It never hurts to be sure.
Alana and Angie came running out of the access tunnel, Alana holding up her skirts so she didn't trip. Angie, freshly shampooed and looking about as cuddly as a four-eyed feline with a mouthful of fangs could look. Alana took one look at the bouquet in Jaina's hand and smiled. She retrieved the basket of rosal petals she would be carrying, then took her place in front of Jaina.
Angie, on my left,
Alana ordered. Angie pounced instantly to her master's left side and stood motionless, now nearly as tall as Alana herself. Jaina's father emerged from the access corridor next, looking roguishly handsome in his high boots and blood stripes. He went to her mother and kissed her on the cheek, then stepped back and flicked a tear from beneath his eye.
I guess you couldn't talk her out of it.
Her mother's eyes grew wide.
Han?
He laughed, then turned to Jaina and offered his arm.
You know I'm only sore because he used to be the Emperor, right?
He was a head of state, Dad, not the Emperor,
Jaina said, taking his arm.
And he's over that.
He better be,
he said, smiling wider than ever now.
I won't have any daughter of mine raising little Imperials.
Not that it's your choice,
Jaina replied wryly.
But don't you think you're getting ahead of yourself?
Yeah, Grandpa. Stop rushing them,
Alana said, turning to look up at her grandfather.
They're not even married yet.
His brow shot up.
They aren't.
He turned to R2-D2, who was standing next to the boarding ramp control panel, and pointed a finger at the little astromech droid.
Maybe it's time to do something about that.
R2-D2 let out a joyful tweedle, then plugged into the droid socket and lowered the boarding ramp.
Wait!
C-3PO objected, rushing past the procession toward the ramp.
I'm not in position!
R2-D2 responded with a chastening whistle, causing C-3PO to stop at the top of the ramp and turn toward him.
Well, it certainly isn't my fault,
he objected.
You lowered the ramp!